Sunday Central's Form Express.
First stop on the Form Express is Dubbo. Julie Rowland's done the form for us at Dubbo. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the quaddie at Dubbo today is the Pig and Tinderbox benchmark 66 over the 1,010. Scratchings from this event are runners 4, 5, 8, 9, 11 and 16. Tab fixed odds favourite into the fire at $3.90. Tells Tales at $4.80. $5 Elusive Eagle and Denace at $5.50.
Yeah, look, I'm with number 7 here, Into the Fire. It was a really good run at first when resuming at Muzzlebrook, finishing second to his stablemate Primal Scream, who's been scratched from this event. Has won when second up in the past, handles all conditions. Jake Tracy homes to ride. I think he'll be really hard to beat here this afternoon. Despite it being a 1,000-metre race, there really doesn't look to be a lot of genuine speed in it, and I think he'll find the front and give them something to catch. I thought number 2, Messy Miss, she's got plenty of weight to carry, but she does love this track, and she's one of the main dangers with the 62 kg. For third, I've put in Elusive Eagle. He won at Cootamundra 3 weeks ago, carrying 61 kilos, and he'll carry the same weight again. And for fourth, number 12, Tells Tales. 7, 2, 1 and 12.
Race number 5 is a class 1 over the 1110 metres. Scratchings from the fifth event are 5, 7, 9 and 16. Vital Verse is the tab fixed odds favourite here. Number 1 at $3.80. Optimo 4 for 20. Angie NJT's at $8.50. 9 for Hampton Cove. A majority of $13 chance.
Yeah, look, I've steered away from the favourite here, Brendan. I'm going with number 6, Hampton Cove. He was an acceptor at yesterday's abandoned Bathurst meeting as well. But, look, his first run in New South Wales was really good. He led all the way to win a Narromine Maiden last month. He was a close fifth here at his second start when into a Class 1. Similar company here this afternoon. And look, I think he'll be really hard to beat. 57.5 kilos, a kilo and a half less than what he carried last time. The second I put in the 8, Angie M. She hasn't raced since running second to Planet X at Orange back in February, but she is an honest type and she has a good record here on her home track. I put 3 in for third, Optimo, who won well at Muzzlebrook first up and did have some excuses at his latest outing. And for fourth, number 2, JT's. 6, 8, 3 and 2.
Race number 6 is a class 3 handicap over 1,410. 8, 14, 15 come out of the second last. Tab fixed odds favourite, Our Cousinelle at $3.40. La Tigresa at $5. Too Spicy, $5. $5.50, Her Workin's Off. And $7.50, Costas.
Yeah, look, I like Hart Watkins off here, number 9. I think he's a really good each-way bet this afternoon. Won very well at Orange over this trip 2 starts ago. He dropped back in distance to 1,300 metres last time and was seen doing his best work late in the race. Back out to 1,400 metres here is a big positive, and he's dropping 3 kilos in weight. I think you can't go wrong backing him each way. I put 7 in for second, 2 Spicy, who won a race here 12 days ago. She was runner up at Bathurst previously. For third, the 2 Costas, who was run off his feet over 1,000 metres first up, but I think he can improve sharply out to this distance. And for fourth, number 1 La Tigresa. 9, 7, 2, and 1.
Race number 7 on the program to benchmark 58 over 1,610 metres. Scratchings from the last are 3, 9, 10 and 14. The Scotsman $3.80, right into the stand at $4.80. Polish Penny $6, $6.50. Honey Wine and Verdi $8.50.
Yeah, another wide open race to end the day, Brendan. I've gone with the 8 riders in the stand. She took a long time to win her maiden, but she won it 2 starts ago at Narromine on a heavy track and then was placed here last time. She's a really honest type despite the fact that she took so long to win her race, but she is an honest type and I think she'll be hard to beat here. For second, number 1, the Scotsman, he returned to form with a win at Mudgee 3 weeks ago. For third, I put in the 4, 5, Ash, who seems to be at his best when he gets a bit of give in the ground, so conditions here today are going to suit him. And for fourth, number 7, Polished Penny. 8, 1, 4 and 7 in the last.
Best Valley Quaddie Play of the Day, please, Julie, for the program at Dubbo.
Yeah, best bet today, Brendan. Race 3, number 11, Miss Milton. I really liked her run at Taree last month, went second, and she's been kept fresh for this race. Grant Buckley to ride from a good draw. The value runner I've made, race 6, Hart Watkins off, number 9. As I said, he's a great each-way price at the moment, and I think you can't go wrong going both totes. The quaddie numbers, the first leg, 2, 7, 10 and 12. The second leg, 1, 3, 6, 8. The third leg, 1, 3, 9. And the last leg, 1 and 8. And the play of the day today, I'm going to make an early start, a running double race 1, number 1, Rhythmic Song, into race 2, numbers 3 and 7.
Best of luck today, Julie.
Thank you, Brendan.
Julie Rowland with her thoughts on the Dubbo program. Racing today in the nation's capital at Canberra. Track rating is a heavy 9. Ian Humphreys has been through the form for us there. Ian, good morning.
Brendan, good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the quaddie today from Canberra is race number 4. It's a maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 4, 5, 8, 9, 12, 14, 17 and 19. Cool Encounter is the favourite at $3, 3.30 Golden Chances. Alamine at $4.40, $8.50. Canny Boy and She's So Good at $8.50 also.
Yeah, going with number 8 here, Golden Chances. Has had a few tries, but she was most unlucky last start on the heavy track at Goulburn. She should have won there, so no problems on the track here today. So I think she's the one to beat. Cool Encounter was very good on the B, but that was on a good track, so query on the heavy for him. Number 11, Arlie Mean, first starter for Matthew Dallas, tried really well, so watch the betting there. And we'll put in number 3, Kumbu, in for 4. So I've gone 8 to 11, 3.
Race number 5 is a Class 1 handicap over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 10, 12 and 14. Cross Cube is the favourite at $2.50. Unique Prince at $5.50. Jack the Brumby, 6. I've been trying at $8.11 for Green Bravo.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on this one, Unique Prince. Most impressive at Wagga. Last time he came from well back and beat Controversial Miss, and she came out and won by 8 lengths at her next start. Drawn out, but he'll go back anyway, and I think he might be a good horse this one, so I like him. The favourite, Cross Cube, for Gay Waterhouse, recently won a Barry Troll at Rose Hill, but first go on the heavy, which is some query, I guess. Number 7, Bombardeo, gets through the ground okay, and I put in number 4, Green Bravo, resuming next best. So I've gone 6, 1, 7 and 4.
Race number 6 is a benchmark 75 over 1,600 metres. Withdrawals here are 1, 4, 6 and 8. Tabfixod's favourite here for the 6th event is 3, proposed to me at 240, 460 Miller Moon, nieces and nephews 6, $7 of sold in Bathory, and Ballone at $7 with Tombamorny at $13.
Yeah, I did like proposed to me. Ran on strongly here, second up over 1,300 metres. She's fitter now. She won from one this track and distance. She gets for the ground okay. I wouldn't say she loves the heavy, but she's the one to beat. Number 10, Millamoo, racing really well this time in. He does love the heavy tracks. He gets him a laugh at the claim. He has a good chance. Niece and nephew, another one that gets through the ground well. Number 7, I'm putting number 2, Assault and Battery, in for 4. So I've gone 3, 10, 7 and 2.
Final event from Canberra today is a benchmark 65 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings are 4, 9, 10, 12 and 14. Shenandoah the favourite, 380. Girls are ready, $4.60, $6 exotic deal. California August at 9, along with Star Live and Big Steve, a $10 chance with Rapidity.
Yeah, it's probably the toughest race of the day. I'm going with number 8, Shenandoah. It was good when resuming, was heavily back. Does love the wet track, drops in weight here today. Number 11, Rapidity. He's always a chance. He never runs a bad race and gets through the ground well. Number 3, Girls Are Ready. Did enough when resuming, and she has a good chance as well. And we're putting number 5, Crucial Witness, a good wet tracker, in for 4. So on the last, we've gone 8, 11, 3, and 5.
Your best value quality and play of the day, Ian, for Canberra?
Yeah, the best. Pretty keen on Unique Prince, Brendan, in race 5. He's about $5 or $6. So I do think he might be a very good horse, so make him the best. The value is the last one, Shenandoah. You probably get better than $4. You probably can't miss a place on him. The quaddie, the first leg, will take numbers 2, 6, 11, just 1 and 6 in the second leg. Third leg, 3, 7, 9 and 10. And come home with 1, 3, 5, 6, 8 and 11. And play of the day, I think Jeff Penn's at about $2 at the Jockey Challenge. Looks a good bet.
Best of luck today, Ian.
Thanks, Brendan.
Ian Humphreys there with his thoughts on Canberra. Queensland Racing today heads to Cairns. Michael Charge will be along with a preview of the quaddie legs, but Howard Walter is joining us to give us his best and value and quaddies for the program at Cairns today. A Sunday Central favourite. Howard, good morning.
G'day, Brendan. I've got the white shorts on today, playing away at Cairns.
Best bet for the program at Cairns today, please, Howard.
Well, reading the play, Brendan, I think the best bet could be race 5, number 2, Dutton Branded. Now, this race has a few first starters. This horse is first up. A few of them have changed stables, which isn't unusual at Cairns. Dutton Branded had one start back in August at the Gold Coast, finished a five-length fifth. Duchess Rothsay beat Miramie. Now, Miramie's won a couple of races in Brisbane. So the filly's going to find this a lot easier. First up for Charlie Hoffman with Lacey Morrison aboard. They've been combining very successfully up there, a couple of doubles in recent times. So all the early money is for Dutton Branded. That's got to be a good sign.
Have you got a value bet for us at Cairns, Howard?
I think race 6, number 8, Ella Beach, which used to be trained at Bow Desert, has been with John Manselman for about 3 starts, and the mare's won them all, and last start was this track and distance, and with the claim for Talia Fenton has just 50 kilos, she's tracking at 16% from, you know, a brief career. So this horse will be on the speed, race 6, number 8, Ella Beach, and should take catching.
And your quaddie for the 8 races at Cairns, please, Howard.
Brendan, we'll start off with 267 into 148 into 5 only, which is a long odds on chance, and come home with 1, 2, and 4. And the play of the day, this trifecta cost $24 for a dollar unit. Back in race 4, I thought 3 and 5 would fight this race out. So write this down, race 4 trifecta. To win, 3 and 5, the 1, 3, 5, 6, into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Might get the favourite out of the place with a bit of luck, but I've got it in for third.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Thanks, Brendan.
Howard Walter there with his thoughts on the Cairns meeting. We'll have Michael Charge.
Play Central, brought to you by Tabs The Lock. Activate to get Tabs' best starting price guaranteed. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Feature meeting in Victoria today is at Donald, Bet365 Donald Cup Day. Matt Cabani's taking 4 horses to the races today. His best chance, he thought, was Tullerone in race number 1. This is what he had to say an hour and a half ago about the horse's chances.
Yeah, I always felt after his last run, well, actually, ever since he started, that when we get him to 2,000, he'd be a winning chance. A little bit disappointed that we've drawn so badly today, because it's certainly dense in chances, I think, and or certainly makes it complicated as to how we're going to ride him. I think we'll try and, you know, jump relatively positively without going flat out, try and slot in somewhere, hope that we don't end up 3 or 4 wide the trip. And I think if he can sit midfield and they go a decent enough tempo, I think he should be finishing off the strong.
So there's Matt Kamani's thoughts on Tullerone, who's going to run right in the market in race number 1 on the program today at Donald. Time to talk trots with Rob Orbit.
Today's best trots plays, the Trots Form Express.
Joining us on the line to talk trots, Rob Orbit. Rob, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Brendan. It's been a big few days in harness racing, and of course the Breeders' Crown last night was a terrific meeting.
Certainly was it. A roughie blew the punters out in the last.
Yeah, and Belladonna Girl certainly did blow out a few upsets in the last race for the night. But we had 8 semi-finals last night. We saw some very high-quality horses right throughout the night, and we're really looking forward to the finals next Saturday night. I think there's going to be some really great battles. I think in particular the 3-year-old fillies final, there seems to be so many great 3-year-old fillies, not only here in Australia, but in New Zealand, and they'll all do battle next week, and can't wait for that one between Better Twist and, of course, Ladies in Red. They look like they're the main two, but you can't rule out the Beach Music and Tough Tilly as well, and Joanna. It looks to be a fantastic final, and the barrier draw is going to be so important on Monday night.
Certainly will be. Always a great time. Breeders' Crown Time. Cranbourne race this evening, Rob. First leg of the quaddy is race number 5. It's a 3-year-old maiden over the mile. 7 and 11 come out of this one. Tamfix Todd's favourite is number 6. Let the Rock and Roll at $2.50. Star on Broadway, $3.24.45. Star Shark. How do we sort them out in the first leg?
Yeah, look, Star on Broadway's had the two trials for Shannon McLean. Trialled really nicely, was runner-up and then won a trial at Kilmore recently as well. First up, I really respect the stable. They do a terrific job with their horses. They only have a very small team, but when they present them to the races, they always run well. So I'm expecting Star on Broadway to acquit itself really well on its race debut. Obviously, the other big watch here is for number 6, Let Her Rock and Roll, one for Tony Calabria and Greg Sugars takes the drive. Tony's had some really good success in recent years with the New Zealand purchases. It's had a quiet trial at Bacchus Marsh, so you can expect her to be right in the four today. She's come up favourite. They look the main two. Probably the one that's been specced in the betting has certainly been number 10, 5-star Shark for Danny Mullen and Chris Alford. He does have a lot of ability. He does things wrong, but there's money around to suggest he can run a really good race today. So I think in the first leg, I'd be focusing around at numbers 4, 6 and also number 10.
Second leg of the quaddy race, number 6, is once again over the mile. It's a 30 to 45, no scratchings. Army Hardy, a first up winner, $2.40, rolling along for 60 and away overnight, $6.
Yeah, another very tough race, really tough race. Look, three pretty easy. It's got gates. Speed. I'm expecting it to be at least up on the speed and can present itself well here today. Agni Hardy was the last start winner, should be running on well. You've got to respect Crafty Old Fox and Paddington Central, numbers 5 and 8. But probably the watch here now is number 2, Away Overnight. It has had a change of stables not too long ago, and Ash Wharton drives here for Ricky DeBono. It's been kept very safe in the market. So I certainly think we've got to include that one into our quaddy. So I think we'll go we'll put in numbers 2, 3, 5, 8 and 10 in what's a pretty tricky race.
Race number 7 is a 39 to 50. This race over the 2,080 metres. 7 is the scratching. River Patrol off the pole, $2.50. Well Said Harper off Barry number 8, $2.60. Elena, $5, $6.50. Social Writer.
Yeah, another interesting race. River Patrol gets the barrier draw, does have good gate speed. You'd expect it to be leading, and as a result of that, it's going to give you a really good sight. Number 8, Well Said Harps, gets the follow-through from the second row draw. Should be in the box seat here for Wayne Watson and Greg Sugars again taking the drive, and as a result of that, it will be improved by its first up run at Terang. So it must be included here. So numbers 1 and 8 definitely go in. Outside of those, look, numbers 2 and 3 are probably the other main chances here. Social Rider didn't have a lot of luck last start, and Elena, who's now with Monique Burnett and Josh Duggan, comes into the race. So I'd probably be playing around numbers 1, 2, 3 and 8 for that third leg of the quaddy.
Final leg of the quaddy is a trot from the Mobile. Scratching is Too High in the Sky. 2,080 metres is the trip. Lady in the Sky is the favourite here at $1.45.
Yeah, look, I think you can pretty much safely say take her one out in the quaddy. She clearly looks the horse to beat. She's got good gate speed, especially now with the Kiwi mare coming out of Josie Justice High in the Sky. Lady in the Sky now looks the leader and should take plenty of beating. So it's probably your anchor in your quaddy. If you need to play a little bit wider than that, you're probably looking at the bottom two horses here for that race. In number 6, Majestical Bell, and 7, Benji Hall. They're probably the other two hopes in the race, but I think we can go one out here with Lady in the Sky.
Recap of your quaddy numbers, please, Rob, along with a best bet, value bet, and a play of the meeting, please.
Okay, first leg, we go numbers 4, 6, and 10. Second leg, we take numbers 2, 3, 5, 8, and 10. The third leg, numbers 1, 2, 3, and 8. And we come home with number 1 only in the final leg. Best bet, I think, is race 8, number 1, Lady in the Sky now, especially with the scratching. And, look, I thought race 4, number 11, Normandy Bell, would be very hard to beat. Race 2, number 4, Be a Good Scout, also looks well in it. And if you're looking for a little blowout roughie tonight, maybe race 9, number 6, the High Roller, I think can be improved and is worth having a little small each-way bet in the final event.
Looking towards the Breeders' Crown Finals next Saturday night, Rob. We're 2.5 minutes off the third event at Healesville for those playing there. But pre-barrier draw markets, is there anything that's tickling your fancy to maybe try and get a better price before the gates come out, hoping that they draw well?
Yeah, look, I haven't had a real good look at what the pre-post markets are, but the two-year-old fillies, we saw some wonderful performances last night. Petalante was terrific. For the Emma Stewart stable, and we saw a wonderful performance by last of the two-year-old fillies by Sounds Perfect coming from a mile back. But I thought Encipher is one that I still do like each way. I don't think she's had a lot of luck at the moment. So if I'm looking for probably an each-way bet for the two-year-old fillies, I'd be looking at Encipher. I think if she gets a barrier draw, I think she comes right into the race. We talked about the three-year-old fillies division. I'm still with Better Twist. I still think she's the best stayer, and providing she draws the front line, she'll be very hard to beat. The three-year-old Colts and Geldings, I mean, Major Moth was outstanding again last night. I like his preparation. He hasn't been knocked around, so I'm expecting him to continue to improve. He's going to be very hard to beat in the Breeders' Crown. And looking for these two-year-old Colton Gelding, very hard to go past Catch a Wave. I mean, he was just outstanding last night, and he's clearly the horse to beat in the two-year-old Colton Gelding's final.
Yeah, Catch a Wave, $1.50 at the moment with TAB fixed odds in the Colts and Geldings. There's three equal favourites, Act Now, Beyond Delight, Major Moth, all at $3. And in the two-year-old fillies, Petalante, $2.80, Amore, Vita, $3.50, Sounds Perfect at $5. And Encipher, the one, Rob, giving an each-way push, $2.50 and $1.90. Good calling tonight at Cranbourne, Rob, and thanks very much for your time this morning.
Always good to catch up with you, Brendan. Take care. Thank you.
Rob Orber there with his thoughts on the Cranbourne program and a sneak peek into look to the Breeders' Crown Finals at Melton this weekend. Runners.
Looking for the top dogs, the Greyhound Form Express.
George Farrugia joining us online to talk all things greyhound racing. We're right in the thick of it at the moment, heading towards the Melbourne Cup. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Big night at Sandown on Thursday night. We had the shootout and plenty of Melbourne Cup aspirants stepping out.
Yeah, we did. And look, all eyes continue to be on Aston Rupee. And Brendan, you obviously yourself have called a lot of races, watched a lot of races. He's really in the zone at the moment, isn't he? I mean, the fact that he can run low 5 seconds to the mark and run 29.11, Brendan, on a track that was clearly not conducive of fast times. There was some other very talented greyhounds who ran around the 29.50, 60, 70 mark. For him to run 29.11, it was another sub-29 run on a track that would have allowed it. And early in his career, you would have seen, especially in the launching pad series, we keep mentioning that series because in the heat, he jumped well, he slipped on the mat and sort of stumbled. In the semi-final, he tried to anticipate the start, hit his head against the lids and missed the start. He's just starting to get things right now, and that race was over within the first 10 metres. He goes in as a $4.60 favourite before pre-post before the heats of the Melbourne Cup, which is pretty short. Obviously, he's still got to win in the next 2 weeks, but he's just going so well at the moment. The other one to talk about was Koblenz, who's just is such a professional, especially at box rides. He's so reminiscent of his dad, Fernando Bale, probably not in the same class as that absolute Hall of Famer, but not far away, especially to that first marker. He broke 5 seconds to the first mark, Brendan, again, on a track that probably wasn't the absolute best. And both of those greyhounds are going to have a big say in the next couple of weeks.
Looking ahead to a pre-noms sort of market here at the moment with Tamfix Dodge, George, Aston Rupee, $4.60, Kapleen, $7. Wow, she's fast at $8. Aston Fastnet, $11. Do we think $4.60 is a fair price for Aston Rupee?
Yeah, look, probably. I mean, but you run the risk, Brendan, don't you, that if he draws 7 or 8 and there's some quick beginners, there is some cause for concern, even though he's going so, so well. I think Wow, She's Fast is certainly unders. Look, she's got a group race in her. She's got the ability to do that. But history tells us in Melbourne Cups that young greyhounds with so little experience, she's had 5 race starts, she's going to struggle to win a race like the Melbourne Cup. So I think she's unders. They've had a go at Tigalong Tonk into $11 now. I think he was as much as 17 at one stage. And I didn't mind the run of Typhoon Sammy, who Jason Thompson made it clear that it was his first look at the track. He got blown away late by Koblenz, but he showed some good speed. He went 5.05 early, and I think he's sort of in the market as well. So they're really looking forward to Friday night's heat.
Yep, certainly going to be a cracking night's chasing. Having a look at Sandown today, though, first leg of the Cordy comes up at 12 minutes past 3. This field shortened up by scratchings. 3 and 5 come out of this. Classy Stringer off the check is the favourite, 3.10. Just ahead of Zipping Hunter off the blue at 3.20. How do we sort them out in the fifth, George?
Yeah, 4 to beat 2 and 6. I've gone Zipping Hunter on top. Look, his last couple of runs have been pretty good at Sandown. He ran 29.70 in defeat. When he got to the line well, you know, behind a greyhound called Joyful, he's placed in 6 of 13 this track and distance. Yes, he can do things wrong, but look, as we said, he's got a little bit of room to move around him, so he should go okay. Of the others, number 2, Classy Stringer. Nice win at Geelong, showed good speed 4 starts ago. If he can replicate that, he'll certainly be in contention here. And number 6, Gonna Do Grace. Look, she's been switching between 500 and 600 metres. And look, she's not elite by any standard, but she's had the one start here for a good win in 29.90. And again, I think the small field might suit her. So 4 to beat 2 and 6 in race 5.
Race number 6 on the program. 5 is a vacant box. The Tamfix Nod's favourite here is 4 Coterie at $3. 7 Nimble Blaze, $4.20. Roxy Tequila, $4.46. Dark Compass.
7 to beat 4, 2 and 1. I've gone Nimble Blaze on top. If he can replicate that run from last week in 34 and 29, he did it from an awkward draw of box 6. I think he'd be in contention. Interestingly, his best form has been from wide draws, Nimble Blaze. So I've got him on top. Coterie, the clear danger, because if he brings his A game, he's a talented greyhound. He's run 29.69 here. His form's been a little bit patchy of late, but I think this is certainly in his wheelhouse class-wise. Then we go out to number 2, Dark Compass, who... Another one, patchy form, but 23.85 at Bendigo can't be ignored about 5 starts ago. And Roxy Tequila, clearly drawn well for the first time in a while. Last time they had box 1, was beaten 4 lengths by a very fast greyhound called Caroline. So a little bit of value for Roxy Tequila. So 7 to beat 4, 2 and 1.
Race number 7 on the program, a grade 5 over the 5.15, 7 a vacant box, 7 to run. She Can Excite off the red at $1.85, Yanathi Bale $3, $7 4 races, West Song at 10 along with Crispy Duck.
Yeah, 1 to beat 6 and 2 for mine. I think She Can Excite shows good speed and is drawn where she wants to be. Last time she had box 1 at Horsham, she ran 27.60. Didn't begin all that well, but once she gets room to muster, she's a greyhound with a lot of ability, and I think she'll win here. Of the others, number 6, Yanathi Bale, I think is the clear danger. Based on its win at Geelong 3 starts ago in 25.86 against Blazer Glory. In fact, they've been racing against some good greyhounds, Yanathi Bale. Ran 7th behind Aussie Secret. That was on Thursday. If it backs up okay from that, clearly is the danger to She Can Excite. And we'll throw in number 2, West Song, who did run 29.72 at Sandown. This was 6 starts ago, but what I liked was some good speed. Does some nice racing from inside draws as well. As we said, the red doesn't have a great deal of early speed, so West Song could hold the early speed battle there. But 1 to beat 6 and 2 for mine in race 7.
Final leg of the Quinny, race number 8, a 4.5 over the 5.15. 5 is a vacant box, is 7 to run. 8, Change Be Honey, the favourite, 2.50. 6, Sweet Petite at $2.90. 4, People Get Ready, 3.70. 7, Don't Start Now, $6. Lectra Jenner off the 2, best of the rest at 15.
4 to beat 8 and 6 to wind us up here. I like People Get Ready. Really been knocking on the door. Some eye-catching placings at Cranbourne behind a very good one called Hamilton, of course, who was in the Great Chase final. Back in the 5.15 here, I think he's a very big chance. It's not going to be easy, though. As you mentioned, there's some good greyhounds in the race, including number 8, Chase Me Honey, who's trained by Nick Hardman from New South Wales. He comes down with a very, very talented greyhound. Middle distance form at Dapto is absolutely elite. She can show some speed, too. We'll have to from the wide draw. And the other you mentioned, Sweet Petite, hasn't won since September, but that win did come in 25.76 at Warragul and showed really good speed that day. Just starting to miss the kick a little bit here, so would need to get back to that. And if she can, she'll be in contention. 4 to beat 8 and 6 to bring us home.
Recap of the quaddie numbers and best for the Sandown program, please, George.
Okay, so quaddie numbers, first leg 2, 4 and 6, second leg 1, 2, 4, and 7, third leg 1, 2, and 6, and we come home with 4, 6, and 8. I like one later in the program. $1.90 is Nike Forest, but I think he'll win. Race 11, number 2. Last start placing behind Venus Light was good over the 700 metres. Form over the 600 is good at Sandown. Can show some speed, and I think he'll be winning. Race 11, number 2.
Best of luck today, George.
You too, mate.
George Perugia there with his thoughts on the Sandown program and the lead up to the TAB Melbourne Cup. Racing today at Cairns is on a good four. There are 8 events on the program to take us through the quarter legs. We welcome in Michael Charge. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Yeah, it's a little bit overcast at Cairns today, but no real sign of rain, so I think we'll be right, and hopefully we can pull a few winners out of the hat.
3 legs of the quarter over the Flying 950, first of which is a 3-year-old maiden over that trip. One is the Scratching. Dutton Branded is the TAB Fixed Odds favourite at $2.70. Gold Trickle at $3.80. The Delinquent $5. Northern Girl and Flaming Asteroid $7.50.
Yeah, gee, there's been a lot of money for Dutton Branded. I just thought it was a race in two here. I'm 4 and 2 for the Delinquent. He's a nice son of DEFCON. He's had the one run back from a break. He just knocked up. I think he needed that. That was over 1,200. He comes back to the 950, but interestingly, Graham Cleese's only ride for the day up from Townsville. I think that's telling. And this horse looks to be above average for mine. So I thought it was a nice bet at a good price with all the money for the favourite. So for the Delinquent, 2 Dutton Branded. Yeah, resumes here for Charlie Hoffman, formerly with Casey Fogden. Trial into its debut race was good, just a little bit plain Jane, but it was 1,400 on debut. So comes north and fires up first up here at the 950 metres. But I respect the move in the market for sure. So just 4 and 2 in the first leg.
Second leg of the quarties, a class 6 over the 950 metres. There are no scratchings here. TAB Fixed Odds favourite is Deluxe Rocker, first up at $2.10. Ella Beach at $4.40. Dunnerton at $5.50. Sylvester $7.50 and $8 a kilos.
Yeah, probably hardest leg of the quaddie, Brennan. He could make a case for quite a few of these, but I'm 4, 1, and 3. For Deluxe Rocker, I think he's the one with enough class to win this. He's got a good gait. Chris Whiteley resumes. 3-time winner fresh in the past. And track and distance, 3 starts, 2 wins, 1 minor placing, where he's probably a bit unlucky too. So I just thought it looks a good race for him to kick off in. And he's not weighted too harshly, I didn't think, in the plate condition. So for Deluxe Rocker, the one Dunnerton, who's the stable mate, he's got some class about him as well, but he's drawn a bit sticky. He's the one that's going to have to do a little bit of work and need luck early in the run, but he'll be running on for sure, Dunnerton. The 3, which is Sylvester, really good win at Athen and 2 back, beat a handy horse, Tycoon Thunder, and then he just probably had to do a little bit too much here last start over the 1250. Back to the 950 suits a lot better. And he's got Justin Stanley from a good gate. So 4, 1, and 3, second leg. Probably toughest leg of the day.
Race number 7 is a class 2 over the 950. No scratchings here. More Than Merrier, $1.45. Grazy at $6. Bashani Rebel, $7.11 for Bogartis. And then Venus Spirit at $16.
Yeah, it looks a race in two for mine. It's very short, this favourite, so I just threw another one in for hopefully get some value. But 5 and 3, 5 More Than Merrier. She's a filly that was dominant on debut up this way for Steve Massingham. She was with the Edmund Stable for a few trials on the Gold Coast, but she's a bit of a barrier rat, and she's come north. She was pretty good on debut. She didn't play up too much, and she bolted in, didn't she? 1 by 6, ran time. Look, maiden to a class 2, I guess that's a little query, and you're taking short enough odds about her. Grazie, the 3, I thought was a chance to upset a horse that was specked on debut up this way and ran a real good race first up at Townsville. Shade unlucky not to win, draws a gate today, and if he's close enough to More Than Merrier, I think he'll give her a real shake. So 5 and 3, third leg.
Final leg of the quaddie from Cairns today, race number 8, a 0 to 55 over 1,400 metres. 8 comes out, Avertea at $2.10, All Too Natural at $5, $6.50 Candy Girl, Conquering Judas 9 and $9.50 Hot Top.
Yeah, another race in two. We're keeping these quaddies fairly short today, but 5 and 4, Brendan, in this one. 5, Candy Girl. I thought she was great value in this race. Nathan Day rides from a good gate. She's dropping back quite a few lengths in grade for mine. Her runs recently have been very, very good at Townsville, and I just thought this was a right race for her, 0 to 55. There's enough speed on the 1,400. That's probably about as short as she wants, but I thought with the speed on, it's going to help her too. So 5, Candy Girl. The 4, Avatee. I'm just still out whether he needs another prep yet, this horse. He, for me, he's going to be a smart horse after a break. But the run last start was good. He was up handy to the speed. He was just run down late. But, look, he'll be better for that, and he's got the services of Justin Stanley. So I thought he'd be hard to beat. But, as I said, I wouldn't launch into him until next preparation. But 5 and 4 in the last league for me.
Best bet, value bet, recap of the quaddie numbers, please, Michael.
Yeah, best bet, race 5, horse 4, first leg of the quaddie, which is the Delinquent. Gee, I thought we're getting a nice price about him. And Graham Cleese, as I said, coming for the one ride, horse that's got ability. 9.50, maybe a shade short, but I just think he'll get away with it. Race 5, horse 4, the best thing, or the best bet. Best bet on the program. That's bad English, isn't it? Best value comes up in the last. I thought we could shop this each way all day. Race 8, horse 5, Candy Girl. As I said, I think she launches late. She gets enough speed on, and you'll get a nice each way save about her. So race 8, horse 5, Candy Girl, the value bet. Aquati, as we mentioned, first leg 4 and 2. Second leg race 6, 4, 1 and 3 is the tough one. Third leg race 7, just 5 and 3. And in that last leg, just numbers 5 and 4 to bring us home.
Best of luck today, Michael.
Thanks, mate.
Michael Charge there with his thoughts on the Cairns program. Michael and Howard going head-to-head with their best bets. Howard, race 5, number 2, Dutton Branded, race 5, number 4, the Delinquent from Michael Charge. So they go toe-to-toe with their best today.